Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Matt Underwood. We played some of the calls from yesterday. Where did that offensive home run explosion come from yesterday, Matt? That was a sign of things to come. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first and foremost, the leader started it. And so far this year, when the Indians have had good nights offensively, usually you point to number 12. Francisco Lindor is probably has a hand in it. And last night, he got him going. He tied the game, and then the big two-run homer gave him the lead. And then I think later on, they took advantage of a young pitcher making a couple of mistakes. It was nice to see Roberto really crush one. I mean, he just absolutely launched that ball, and then Bowers scorched one down the line, and you know that was enough because Shane Bieber really had he had all of his pitches going, but I think more importantly than the stuff was the composure, the mental toughness, all those things that are hard to define or quantify in sports. He had it last night. He looked like a guy that was going to go out there and will his team to win from the pitcher's mound. He did a great job.
Matt, has Shane Bieber been the biggest surprise of this team? We know everything that's gone wrong with them, but has he been the biggest surprise to you?
I don't think so. No. I think we saw last year a kid who, when he stepped on the mound, he did not look like a young kid. He did not look like a rookie. He didn't have we didn't have to worry about maturity, and we didn't have to worry about growing pains. He took his cue from Corey Kluber and Bauer and the guys around him and watched them and made sure that, he was on time and that he was paying attention. And he's just got a maturity that, beyond his years. And so I'm not surprised because...
But he's been their most consistent starter. Really?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the month of May. You're two big dogs with Kluber and Clevinger down. The guys you were counting on didn't win a game.
Yeah.
Bauer and Carrasco.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, Shane has just done a tremendous job.
Matt Underwood, join us on the hotline. Okay, this is where you can tell me Tito knows so much more baseball than me that I shouldn't bring this up. But I do have one silly question that's been bothering me the last few weeks. Frankie in the leadoff spot. Now, I get you could say it's working. He keeps hitting leadoff home runs, and he's found that power source. Hopefully we get to see him in the home run derby as long as he doesn't think it'll ruin his swing like Jose last year. But I'd like to see him maybe batting second with somebody on base before him, Matt. I know not a lot of guys are getting on base, but I feel like they'd have more runs if he wasn't batting first.
All right, Anthony, it's not a dumb question, and it's not one of those ones where, well, I guess Tito knows more than I do. It's a good question. It's a question he's asked. It's a question we've asked. Here's the problem: if you bat him second, if you bat him third, who's going to get on in front of him? I mean, this is the problem with the 2019 Cleveland Indians. So much was counted on from guys that have not been able to produce outside of guys named Lindor. And Santana's been phenomenal. I mean, hey, let's put our cards on the table right there. Carlos Santana has had the best first 2 months going in 3 months that we've ever seen because he's usually a great second-half guy. So he's been outstanding. But you need to have some traffic in front of Lindor if you want to count on him driving in runs. There just hasn't been any consistency from anybody. So I think the idea is, bat him lead off. Hopefully he is on base, and maybe by him getting on base, that'll get somebody else some opportunities because, I think he's just kind of grasping at straws. Look at the 500 clubs, 60 games into the season. These decisions don't, come by happenstance. He's looking at all the data. He's looking at, what are your best opportunities? And right now, this is it. It's probably not perfect. But you love Lindor at the leadoff spot because he's going to get four or five most nights trips to the plate, and that gives him the best opportunity to hopefully impact the game.
Matt, what do you make of Jake Bauer so far?
I think he's a young guy that's still experiencing the typical ups and downs. I think that you see flashes of the power, you see flashes of the swing that they like, but the consistency just isn't there. And that's not unusual. There are very few guys like Lindor who don't seem to go through those growing pains that everybody else goes through. You hope he figures it out because I think they're counting on him. So it's a big reason why they made that trade with Tampa, sent Yandy Diaz down there. And I know this. We've seen him play first base defensively, he looks like the real deal at first base. So I think down the road, he's going to be able to handle the glove and do all the things you like defensively. It's just you hope the offense comes around to meet it.
Matt Underwood, join us on the hotline. I know you only got a few more minutes left. I'm very curious what you make of what the Indians can do maybe mid-season before the deadline that does not sacrifice the next few years, but also can maybe help them over the next 2 years. Do you think that could be trading Trevor Bauer?
Well, look, he's going to be a guy that people are going to be, frothing at the mouth over. If they make him available, if they dangle him, then they're certainly going to be suitors that are going to be lining up at their door. So whether or not that happens, I think a lot depends on what happens. But we talked about it last night on the telecast. That this isn't a big surprise. This is a critical series. Tito never likes to say do or die until it's truly do or die. I understand that. But there's no question for most of us watching. They have to win this series. They probably have to sweep this series. And then they can't stub their toe when the Yankees come to town, by the way, either. And that's not going to be easy. They have put themselves in this position where, okay, let me back up. From Tito and the players' perspective, it's not do or die because you still have a lot of baseball left. But the rest of us know the clock is ticking on the trading deadline, so that speeds everything up. So, yes, this does become critical. They have to win. They have to put a dent in that deficit. And you can talk about wild card all you want. Yeah, they're still right. They're a lot closer in the wild card than they are in the division. But they have to show the front office that they're legitimately going to be a contender, that they're going to make a big push. Otherwise, if you're Chris Antonetti and those guys, you've got to really take a smart approach and say, are we really in this, or do we need to look toward retooling this ball club right now?
All right, Matt, I appreciate you joining us. Hopefully the Indians can keep it going. It would be really nice to win this series against the Twins and get some momentum going, followed by the Yankees coming out. So appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on, man.
You got it, Anthony. Hey, have a great day.
All right, coverage of the Indians Twins starts tonight, 6:30, with Indians Live first pitch at 7:10. That's Matt Underwood on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Ken and I were joking when they came back with 5 runs in the top of the 9th to beat Boston. We're like, hey, just one game.
Yep.
One game can be the start of something, and then we know what happened. They ended up winning that series, right?
Yep.
But then they dropped 3 out of 4.
And then the boulder rolled over them again.
Which has just unfortunately been the way it works. And obviously we know, looking at that offensive lineup, it's going to be really hard for them to piece together a ton of wins or scrap together a ton of wins, especially these guys are hearing the rumors. Jason Kipnis, Leodis Martin, they're hearing the rumors every day that the Indians should probably get younger. Yep. And should probably just start developing their younger guys at the big league level. Why do it in the minors? Why Bobby Bradley, who appeared on Bull and Fox, you're going to want to hear that interview too on 92.3thefan.com. They had him on yesterday. Guy leads the International League in home runs. And as I've said, every home run he hits down there, I feel like it's a waste because he's not hitting it up here.
Yeah.
And I know he has that power, and I know he has major league power right now to go. But these guys know they're kind of battling. Tito has talked about this. Rick Manning has referenced this, that these guys are almost playing for their spots every day. And that's not a good formula for winning baseball. They're not settled in. They're not thinking about, hey, this is our team. Let's hunker down and let's figure this out on their own. They know that some of these guys are going to be in and out.
Yeah, and the problem that I see with the Indians from the 30,000-foot view, the Twins aren't going away. The White Sox are getting better. This division's getting better. So the days of being able to stumble your way to the division title are over. Last year was the last year where they were fairly lethargic last year, and we kept waiting for him to press go, and they never really did. And when you see some of the arms that the White Sox have coming and some of the talent that they have, this division is getting better and better and better. So it's not going to be just one team to worry about starting next year.
Well, that doesn't make me feel better about the situation.
Seriously,
but we knew
though,
this was coming eventually. There's a reason that
it's all
teams,
cyclical.
The teams in this league, and you saw it now, granted, what the Cubs and the Astros did was an extreme. Those teams were really bad.
Right.
And there was a method to their madness. Now, the Royals, they have been nothing since they won the World Series crown. The Tigers, now that Ilitch is gone, who knows what they're going to be. But you're saying the White Sox, who have been pretty much the same team as the Indians this year, just overall in record-wise.
White Sox are going to be significantly better a year from now than they are
today. Seems that you're not the only one saying that. That seems to be something I'm hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And obviously the Twins. And the Twins, by the way, they're talking about Craig Kimbrell. They're talking about Dallas Keuchel.
Yep.
Well, if that happens, now those would be rentals, I'm sure. But if that happens too, more and more, I mean, this season, it'd be nice if they took 5 out of 6 over the next 6 games and get some fans excited about at least watching some baseball, Mercado and some of the younger guys, they might end up bringing up. But this central, this division, this season, this postseason, and even if they made the wild card game, okay,
right,
they're a huge underdog no matter who they play, right. And then they got to go into a series against these stacked teams. They just don't stack up.
Yeah, I don't know how you can – I mean, he's been hurt most of the year anyway, but I don't know how you can trade Tristan McKenzie right now for a stopgap whatever for, you know, like they did in Francisco Mejia for a couple of relievers. I don't know how you can make that trade now with where they're at now. I don't know how you can buy at this point. I do think that it could be a quick reset. You sell this year and you're right back in it next year. I do think that – and I know I just said the White Sox are going to be better, and I absolutely believe that. But if they do make one move of a Trevor Bauer and let these guys – give them the rest of the season to grow a little bit, you know, like let's take a look at Zach Plesac. I think there's something there. And Shane Bieber, they could be back in contention next year. You have the Frankie situation looming, so this isn't going to be a long-term thing in terms of like a really long window of contention. But the one thing that they've made clear that they don't want to do is what you alluded to with the Cubs and the Astros and some of these other teams. They do not want to bottom out.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can afford to.
Yeah.
Right now, baseball in this city, I don't think could be a team that could lose 100 games 2 straight years and have any fans left. I think it's going to be really hard for them to do something like that. So what you're proposing is kind of what Ken and I talked about earlier this week, which is a retooling over the next few years. And then
next year. You don't have a few years. You got 1
because
year.
Because of Lindor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You got to have it in place by next year or just trade Frankie too.
Yeah, and I don't want to – to me, it makes no sense to trade him right now.
I agree. I don't think it does either. But you better have your cards on the table and ready to play next year because you don't have much longer.
All right, 216-578-0092 as we got you ready for tonight's Indians game. Don't forget, coming up later today, Browns once again, mini camp going on in Berea right afterwards. You're going to hear from Freddie Kitchens live. We'll carry the press conference. And then Freddie will jump on with Bull and Fox. I cannot wait for that. Because I heard Bull and Fox yesterday. I know they have some questions for Freddie that should make this very interesting. You want to catch that live as we carry for you right here on Sports Radio 92.3. The Fan, when we come back, I have a question about some of what's going on during the All-Star weekend, which is not too far away. Some free concerts announced. Kenny Kidd is our local musical expert. He's going to have to explain this to me. And also, Jason will explain to me why, again, he voted for who he voted in 2015 for the MVP of the finals.
You're going to make me go back.
There's a reason we're bringing this up. That's all coming up straight ahead here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.